The new immigration law in Arizona has reignited an existing debate, and that is whether there is a place for local police in U.S. immigration enforcement. Immigration activists have filed a lawsuit targeting the government's most recent local-federal collaboration plans. From New York City, Lily Jamali has this story.
This immigration rally in New York was planned weeks ago, but organizers say Arizona's new immigration law, the nation's toughest, makes their cause even more crucial. They say the law, which gives police wide authority to stop people they suspect are undocumented, is the most extreme example of blurred lines between local and federal officers. 2 years ago, an illegal immigrant from El Salvador, we'll call Francisco, was arrested in his Philadelphia high school for carrying a knife. Francisco, who's now 20, says he accidentally left it in his backpack after a day at the beach with his family.
They explained to me why I was there. So I started crying when they told me I had the knife. I didn't remember I had that knife there.
The charges against Francisco were dismissed, but his problems were just beginning. Although he had applied for asylum, Philadelphia police contacted the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE, and within hours, an immigration officer was interviewing him. His father, Ignacio, says since he now views the Philadelphia police and ICE as one, he's reluctant to report other crimes like drug sales he's witnessed in their neighborhood.
Pero no tengo el valor suficiente para llamar a la policía porque...
I don't have the courage to call the police because they're going to interview me and I've lost confidence. I used to think police protect the city, but now I don't feel that way.
Francisco was questioned under a collaboration called the Criminal Alien Program, where local officers notify ICE if they determine that someone they've arrested was born outside the U.S. Another collaboration, called 287G, essentially deputizes local police to enforce federal immigration laws. William Bratton, who recently stepped down as Los Angeles police chief, criticized that approach for his city.
It would have effectively created the image of the Los Angeles Police Department police officer being an immigration agent because it would have undermined the trust that the immigrant population, legal or illegal, had in the Los Angeles Police Department.
That same concern is cited in a federal lawsuit filed this week against ICE for a more recent collaboration called Secure Communities. Communities that sign on share with the feds fingerprint data from anyone charged with a crime, even if they're ultimately cleared. ICE representatives say this Secure Communities approach is different from other partnerships because local police officers don't initiate the procedure. Executive Director David Venturella says that resolves concerns about racial profiling.
So it's not based on nationality, it's not based on race. Everybody's fingerprints are analyzed.
But that doesn't satisfy immigration advocates. Like many U.S. cities, Philadelphia has a policy that forbids cops from asking about immigration status in an effort to get residents to trust police. But Philadelphia now participates in the Secure Communities program because the state signed on. Jennifer Rock from the city's New Sanctuary movement says that creates a contradiction.
Technically, police officers are not inquiring about someone's immigration status. Unfortunately, the implications still connect the police as immigration officers.
Former L.A. Police Chief Bratton agrees there is a place for local-federal collaboration, as long as people realize there's a separation between the local and federal agencies. But that's a distinction that advocates fear might be lost on illegal immigrants. For The World, I'm Lily Jamali.